Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
You ready, girl?
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is Tele Tuesday. Yep, Monday, Tuesday. This week is going to fly by. And we'll have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us this evening, talking about energy. But you know what? Get ready. The parade is tomorrow. I want you to be safe. Be mindful. Celebrate the chance, the L.A. Rams. They will have their parade tomorrow, ending up at the Coliseum. So be safe out there, okay? Behave yourself. Celebrate. Have a good time. Be joyful. You know, human society can be full of contradictions. It can be unfair, unforgiving, too. Yet we cannot afford to turn our backs to the world. A person who does not loses, and no excuse can gloss that over. Giving a chance, whether to sink or swim, one must swim to the very end, no matter how the seas around us may rage. And that energy that we need to do that, Miss Stephanie Haynes is going to come on with us tonight and tell us. Now get your pads and your pencils out, because you know you're getting ready to get educated. You will get some information. And before she comes on, let's just like get going here. Let's get this energy moving so we can relax back and listen to this goodness.
Thank you.
Sweet Harmony, and we have Miss Stephanie Haynes on the line with us, author of The Healing of the Wound, the new book coming out, The Healing of a Man's Heart. This lady is out there. I hope you have many pencils, and I know you have that big, thick journal tonight because she's going to give it to us. Stephanie Haynes, are you on the air with us this evening?
Yes. Good evening, Miss Linda. How are you?
I am wonderful. I hear your voice. Thank you. You know I put that out first out of the breath. Thank you for taking out time to come and share with us. I know you had an exasperating, busy, busy day, but you never, ever let us down. You come on and give us this goodness. So welcome in, and thank you, thank you.
Yes, so good evening, listeners. I hope everyone is doing well and had a great Valentine's Day on last night. And on yesterday. So tonight we're going to talk about energy. We talked about the seven chakras and we ended with the crown chakra on last week. So now we're going to talk about different ways that we can create, you know, energy. You know, right now we're still in our second year of the COVID pandemic. And we could get emotional and physically drained. Just dealing with the daily tasks of the news, you know, losing family members, you know, and just our friends, of loved ones, and just learn how to rejuvenate ourselves in the midst of all of the things that we go through during our daily life. So we're going to talk about different rituals that we can use, you know, for transformation, just to rejuvenate ourselves, and just re-centering ourselves. So as you are now aware, how we spend our days, the environment we are in, the energy we are subject to, the conversation we have, and the situation we have to navigate, all impact us physically, energetically, and our minds, our body, and our soul. Now, as a result, a spoke in the energetic wheel of our body can break at any time. Even after we open and balance our chakras, it doesn't mean that daily life won't throw us off kilter. Now, thankfully, there are many rituals can help us to navigate the flow of our day and help us keep our energy level clear and aligned. You may have heard the saying that it is not what we do now and then that counts, but what we do daily that positively affects our lives. However, for the majority of us, our daily lives are often more of a daily grid. We have jobs to maintain, housework to complete, and children, pets, and other family members to care for. We may find ourselves wearing so many hats and doing so much multitasking that even the basic of taking care of ourselves, like eating breakfast, often fall by the wayside. Your morning may go sometimes like this. You get out of bed late, feel anxiety as you have to rush to get ready for work, forget breakfast, and then caffeinate to make up for it. You tend to those who rely on you, hated by them. You check your phone and scroll through a series of stress-inducing headlines or social media feeds that makes you feel unsettled. And then battle rush hour traffic filled with other similarly stressed-out commuters, all before getting to work to face a challenging situation with a coworker or a boss. It's not even 9 a.m., and most of your energy body is already out of whack. This is sadly too familiar for most of us. I spent many years operating like this and told myself, as I am sure you are probably telling yourself, that this was just life. What I didn't realize is how much of my routine was made up of bad habits that has become daily rituals. Now think of all the unconscious rituals we have, brushing our teeth, pouring our morning cup of coffee, tea, whatever it may be, scrolling on our phone, and then imagine how we can constantly create rituals. Now, rest assured, it isn't as difficult as you may imagine, nor is it time-consuming or expensive. Self-care may seem like a luxury and an indulging you can't possibly afford it. It may feel as though it's for those who don't work or have responsibilities, or for those who have endless daily self-care doesn't have to be complicated or expensive. Now, beginning your day with a simple self-care ritual, like the 5 minutes energy activation that we did during the seven chakras that we did when we did the activation part of each one of those chakras, right? Now, it means you're being started off on the right foot, mentally and physically. Now, as your days go on, you can do check-ins to anchor yourself, clear your energy to your breath, or do meditation, like the grounding breath that we talked about, or brain balancing breath. Now, you notice the day-to-day difference in how they assess you, but what is most important is how they play a powerful role in the bigger picture of your life. Now, rituals can be acts of caring for ourselves with mindful intentions, powerful acts of self-love. These daily acts of self-care foster a greater connection to our higher selves. They can help us feel safe and balanced, regardless of what it is happening in the world. Now, rituals also help us take responsibility for our lives and remind us that we are the co-creators of our lives and not simply just subjects to the daily ties. Plus, as we see, they can become a really enjoyable part of our daily ritual and lifestyle. Now, stand on the course. Now, we know the importance of rituals, but as the saying goes, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Now, just because we know something is good for us doesn't necessarily mean it is easy for us to do it. We all know going to the gym and exercising regularly will improve our health. But how many times have we paid for a gym membership and left it unused? Now, inspiration gets us started, but habit is what keeps us going. We must make our rituals daily habits written into our day, eating meals or brushing our teeth. We don't skip these, but the truth is that even with the best intentions, we may end up skipping our morning meditation or deciding we don't have time for it on a given day because life threw us a curveball our way. Now, perhaps, like me, you are a mother with a baby and wake up early to a meditation before the baby is up. Now, I used to do this when my children was younger, and at the time I had six. And what I would used to do is before they got up, before school, I would get about 5:30 in the morning to do my morning prayers and exercise, get my, you know, exercise, and before I start my day, then I get back, come back home and make them breakfast and get them ready for school. So that was my morning ritual. You know, 5:30, get up, exercise, and, you know, get my day started, get myself in line so I am able to take care of my children. So, and that was a ritual for me. And I didn't skip that day because that would help me to maintain my sanity with all of my children, because all of them have different personalities and they high energy, and some of them, you know, but they was good children. And I was blessed to have some good children, and I, you know, I didn't give them up for the world. But however, you know, as a mother, you know, sometimes you may not have the time to do your meditation or the other things that you may prioritize for you attend to your children. But however, the truth is, you do have time for it. And if you're like me, you need it more than ever. Now, keeping a daily routine. Now, the truth is that everyone has 5 minutes a day to meditate or to practice a ritual. Obstacles, yes, they pop up. Babies wake up, yes, they do. Life get busy. We wake up late. We are rushing. Someone in our life has a crisis and need us. Every day, something can happen to take us away from our ritual. And every day, we need to put our hands back on our hearts and remind ourselves of the powerful role our energy body plays in our well-being. We need to have the discipline to carry out our rituals and ingrain these rituals into our daily lives so they become as everyday as brushing our teeth. Now, I hope you got your pens and papers out, because I'm going to give you some things I need you to write down. All right? So here's some tips for keeping your rituals, okay? Number one, you got to plan. You can plan out your rituals according to your day and or week. Scheduling in your ritual makes it more likely you will do them. Number two, be flexible. If you didn't do your morning meditation, that doesn't mean you don't do it at all. You just do it later. Number three, personalize it. I offer multiple rituals that we talked about when we did the seven chakras, right? So go back into your notes for those who was with me for those 7 weeks that we talked about the seven chakras, and go back to those. But the most important thing is that the ritual works for you. Feel free to tweak and personalize them. Number four, join forces. You can team up with a friend, co-worker, or loved one for some of your rituals. Have accountability partner to keep you accountable, right? Even if you don't do them together, you can be each other's ritual supportive buddies. And number five, be patient with yourself. Change doesn't happen overnight. You need to carry out the ritual consistently for some time before you can truly enjoy their benefits. All right, so now we will go into the energy activation ritual. Now, the best time to do this activation is in the morning or when you just need an energetic lift. And it only takes about 5 minutes, right? So this energy activation ritual is a powerful way of creating an almost instant boost in energy levels. Now, ideally, you will undertake this ritual first thing in the morning. So your day starts with and maintains this positive vibe. However, if you're unable to do it first thing in the morning, you can always do it later in the day or as needed. So number one, so I want you to sit in the intention to receive the energetic shift and boost you need to be your best self. I'm going to read that again for you. Set the intention to receive the energetic shift and boost you need to be your best self. Number two, stand tall with your feet planted firmly on the ground beneath you, ideally with your shoes off. You can keep your socks on. Number three, drop your shoulders, straighten your neck, and lift your head high. And number four, breathing into your navel as you exhale, visualizing your breath as a bright yellow light entering your belly and then permeating your entire body. Using your intention and mind's eye, see and feel this yellow light as a powerful life force energy. Five, as you breathe in this vibrant life force energy, envision it stimulating every cell, bone, muscle, and tissue in your body. Now visualizing this life force cruising through your body, energizing you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Feel uplifted, vibrant, and ready for the day. Six, give thanks to this vibrant life force energy that you can always tap into and utilize. Take a few deep inhalations through your nose. Exhale loudly through your mouth and sigh to seal this ritual. All right, so that was the activation ritual for your energy. Now the protective shield visualization. Now the best time to do this is in the morning time. It only takes 5 minutes. So now that's 10 minutes of your time. Now we are energetic beings who are affected by other energies, but we can't control the third party or the external events. What we can do is take precautionary measures to preserve our energy body from negative external influence. This meditation is best performed standing or seated. Now, I recommend doing this before you leave your house or when you feel the need for a protective shield around your aura. Now, I used to do it regularly on the tube when I really needed. You know, when I was going through my healing, this was the opportunity for me to just sit and, you know, because I was recovering from a stroke, and doing this gave me an opportunity to protect myself, because during that time I was very sensitive, vulnerable, and seemed like every nerve ending was heightened. So I had to do a lot of protective things to keep me centered and grounded. Mm-hmm. Now, number one, whether you're standing or sitting, I want you to plant your feet firmly on the ground and feel your connection to the earth. Visualize and root coming up from deep in the earth upon which your feet are resting and into the soles of your feet. Now let's take a few deep breaths. Continue this visualization and focusing on your connection to the earth and feeling grounded with each breath. Now drop and relax your shoulders, allowing your neck and your head to relax. Now bring your attention to the top of your head. Using your breath, visualize that you are breathing into a small opening at the crown of your head, and that this breath is a golden light that is shining down from the sky through the building or place where you are situated and entering the crown of your head. Now feel your connection to the divine realm and the cosmos with each breath and visualization. Now using your mind's eye, visualize a transparent bubble around yourself. Use your imagination and creativity. The most important thing is to feel and see this as your protective energy shield. Visible and known only to you, see it surrounding you and see yourself within this sphere, knowing that all that happens outside of the sphere is not yours to act on. Feel a sense of relief and gratitude as you see this bubble surrounding you, protecting you and preserving your energy field. Open up your eyes and continue with your day. Still keeping the vision of the energy bubble in your mind's eye. Now, this is one of the good ones for me. It's the daily brain dump. This is good in the morning. It's also good in the evening. And I love to do it in the evening. Like dumping everything from the day so you don't go to bed with it on your mind.
Mm.
So most of us live in our heads. We have too many thoughts filling our minds, which can create energetic imbalance and cause us emotional discomfort. Our minds become full rather than mindful in the same way that we go to the bathroom every day and let go of the excess waste from our body. We need to also let go of the excess thoughts filling our minds. To begin, you can light a scented candle or incense or diffuse an essential oil. Set aside a journal dedicated to your daily brain dump. And remember that this is a journal for releasing thoughts into, not for reflecting on them. I'm going to read that one again. Remember that this is a journal for releasing thoughts into, not for reflecting on them. So as you release them, let them go. All right. So open up your journal. So for those who have their journal, you know, take this time and pull them out. And then write for like 15 minutes. It doesn't matter what you write. It doesn't matter if it doesn't make sense. It doesn't matter if it's legible. If you don't know what to write, you can simply write, "I don't know what to write." For 3 pages, write without censorship or trying to be perfect. Just let go. Whatever comes in your mind, just let it go. Now, once you've written for approximately 15 minutes or 3 pages, just close your journal, whatever it may be, or take a few drops inhalation of the blends that we, you know, put together. I love to inhale the peppermint. It's good for my sister. This wakes me up. And put away your journal. All right. So that's something you can do to, in the morning or evening at night, you know, to dump your mind. Now, the next one would be the mindful manifesting. Now, the best time to do this is in the morning, and it takes like 5 to 10 minutes. So, you know, so often we live our lives subconsciously without intention. The mindful manifesting visualization simply requires you to set intentions as to how you want your day to go. Now, based on how you want to feel during or at the end of the day, all that is required is your intention and your imagination. So you have control of how your day goes. Not what someone else does. You have control of your day, how it begins and how it ends. Now think of 3 things you wish to happen today and set intentions on those. Now begin to visualize your ideal day in detail and how you feel as a result. Now, what happened first in your desired day, and how does it make you feel? Continue with the process of visualizing and experiencing of the manifestation of the day you desire. Get passionate as you use your intentions and mind's eye to visualize and create those feelings flooding your body. Now take a few deep cleansing breaths, imagining you are breathing in and out of your heart center and feel that sense of happiness in your heart at the prospect of manifesting and enjoying the day you desire. Now, with that, we have your daily affirmation. The best time to do this is in the morning. And it takes like 5 to 10 minutes. Now, affirming the day helps create the day you desire. Now, these daily affirmations can be a mixture of the different chakra affirmation that we talked about with the 7 chakras. You can create a set of affirmation you wish to repeat each morning and a different set for the evening. You can even put together affirmations you like to repeat to help you get through the day. You can be creative with these and tweak or add to them as you need to. The affirmations are usually spoken out loud, but if necessary, you can repeat them, these silently in your head. You can also write down your affirmation if needed, or if that serves you better. However, you choose to perform your affirmation, do so with passion and conviction, believing in your words and feeling them as you speak or write them. For extra effectiveness and connection, you can repeat these while looking into your own eyes with a mirror. Now we're going to go into grounding breath meditation. And it's good to do this during the midday. And it only takes 5 minutes. So we become ungrounded daily due to the busyness, the stress, and the strain of everyday life. Now when this happens, we often find ourselves feeling spacey as we are disconnected from our body. By connecting to our breath, we reconnect to our bodies and, in turn, ground ourselves, which promote a feeling of safety and connection. This is a great midday or afternoon ritual to connect you to your breath and ground you. What you're going to do, you're going to find a quiet and pleasant spot to sit or stand or conduct this breathing, or your sacred place that you created while we was doing the 7 chakras. You're going to close your eyes and turn inward, becoming aware of your breath. Then you're going to notice its quality. Is it a shallow or is it deep? Does it feel measured or frantic? You're going to observe the quality of your breath without judging it. You're going to bring your attention to your feet and plant them firmly on the ground, really feeling them and their connection to the earth. You're slowing down your breath, inhale deeply. You're going to visualize your breath as coming up from the center of the earth through the root beneath the surface of the ground you are on, and finally entering into your body. Now, as you exhale, you're going to visualize your breath flooding your body and then going down through the soles of your feet. Now, into the roots beneath the ground and deep into the earth's core. Now, as you continue this breath visualization, really feel your body connected to the earth. Repeat silently, I am connected. I am safe. I am grounded. After several breaths, and once you feel significantly grounded, gently open up your eyes. Now we're going to go into the brain balancing breathing meditation. And this is something you can also do during the midday. Now as you go about your daily life and perform your duties, professionally or personally, we can experience an imbalance between the right and the left hemispheres of our brain. That as a result, our divine feminine energy, which promote intuition and creativity, become blocked. This simply breathing exercise helps bring peace of mind and clarity as we also balance to both sides of the brain. Now, it can be particularly useful when you are going from a task that requires more of the logical, practical side of your brain to one of the required, the creative, intuitive side. You know, such as when you finish your day job and wants to work on your creative side project or do spiritual work. Same thing, you're going to find a comfortable spot where you can relax and perform this exercise. You're going to use your right thumb to close your right nostril. And then inhale through your left nostril. Then use your right ring finger to close your left nostril. Then lift your right thumb off your nose and exhale through your right nostril. Now, some of you guys may know this exercise as the sun and the moon, right? All right, so then you're going to repeat in opposite order. Inhale through your right nostril. Then use your thumb to close the right nostril and release the left nostril to exhale through your left. Then repeat one cycle. And you repeat this about 10 times. Right. And once you are finished, take a few deep inhalations through both nostrils and exhale and sigh out your mouth. All right. How are we doing on time, Ms. Linda?
We okay? Keep talking. I'm looking here. We good.
Oh, okay.
We got light,
all right,
light,
so now
we're going to... about 20 minutes,
so now...
yeah.
Oh, good. All right, now we're going to go into the chakra opening and balancing meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the to-do of the evening.
Chakra opening and balancing?
Yes, meditation.
Okay.
All right, so you're going to, the elements of this meditation may remind you of the chakra visualization or activation exercises that we talked about earlier in the last past 7 weeks, right?
Right.
So the purpose of this meditation is to provide a shorter opening and balancing activity for the entire energy body. Perform this every week on Sunday evening to make sure your chakras are open and spending for the week ahead. Now, before you begin, prepare your sacred space by smudging and cleaning the energy, diffusing lavender oil or lighting a sandalwood incense stick and collecting your polished clear quartz or selenite stone. Right, and then you're going to lay down in a comfortable position, either holding your stones in your hands or placing them nearby. You're going to take a few deep inhalations through your nose and exhale through your mouth. With every breath, feel your body relax, all the muscles soften and loosen as you sink deeper into the surface you are laying on. Now, using your mind eye, start to scan your body from the top of your toes to the top of your head. And notice what you see and how each part of your body feels. Now, as you scan the physical location of each chakra, pause and focus on the color related to this energy realm. Using your breath and intentions, visualize the color as a gentle light that grows and spins as you activate and bring balance to this energy center. Take your time to work through each of the chakras using this visualization to both activate and bring balance. You may find that during this process, some of the chakras require more time and focus than others. This is a sign as to which one are experiencing more imbalance than others. note of any observation, visual or feelings that can comes to mind as you conduct this exercise, and jot them down once you have finished with the meditation. All right, so we're going to go into the release list rituals. Now, this is best to do in evening as well, and it's about 10 minutes. So as we know, things happen every week, sometimes daily, that cause us to feel emotionally off or energetically imbalanced. This release list ritual is a catastrophic and powerful way of letting go of the things that have caused us to feel off. As you practice this ritual regularly, you will feel a tangible physical, emotional, and energetic release. Now, I once went through an entire month where I conduct this ritual daily. This can be done any time of the day, whether it's practical for you to do so, and as many times as needed. Though if I find it's most beneficial to do this in the evening for extra impact, I follow it up with the energetic healing shower meditation that we talked about in the other chakras balancing. So what I want you to do is grab a pen and paper. Now, at the top of the sheet of the paper, write down the following. I release all that is written below because it does not serve me or my highest good. We'll read that again. I release all that is written below because it does not serve me or my highest good. By releasing below, I physically, emotionally, and energetically reset myself. So anytime you feel off kilter, this is what you do. Now below that states, write down any that thing that is bothering you, such as feeling embarrassed about your ex, feeling upset about your conversation with your ex, feeling angry, frustration towards your ex, feeling fear or worry about. It can be your ex, it can be your family members, it can be your coworkers, it can be anything. So whatever that ex is for you, finish writing your list. Read it and take a few deep cleansing breaths as you prepare to destroy it and release the situations and negative energy list. Now, to destroy the release list, you can burn, you can shred, or tear it, or you can burn it. You just watch it go into flames. Feeling the energy of the situation I am releasing leaves my body like the smoke of the burning list. However, some people enjoy shredding their list or tearing it up into several pieces. However you choose to get rid of it, make sure you feel a sense of terrible relief as you let go of the energy. Now, if you have the time, you can seal this ritual with the energy healing shower meditation. If not, just wash your hands, splash your face with some cold water to energetically cleanse and complete the ritual. All right, now we're going to go into the energy healing shower meditation. Yes, there is a shower meditation. Now, you do this in the evening before you go to bed. Now, this shower meditation is a wonderful way of cleansing yourself, both physically, energetically, and can be a very healing experience as you remove any energetic debris from your own, particularly comforting after traveling or being in crowded places before you start. You know, we already smudge, you know, and cleaned out our sacred area where we are now. And you can diffuse, you know, some eucalyptus oil. And then you can step into the shower and let the water pour down on your head and your body. Now, with your eyes closed, envision the water as physically cleaning you and energetically washing away anything that did not serve you from your day. See any negativity or stresses leave you, mentally and energetically, as they are washed away. Feel the cleansing and healing energy of the water as it washes you clean and clear and back to your true self. Let me go into, and you're going to open your eyes and continue with the usual shower routine as you wash your body in soap and water and your hair. Continue with the intention and visualization of being washed clean and clear mentally and energetically. Stand tall once again with your eyes closed and allow the water from the shower to wash over your head and body. Visualize this water as a gentle golden color, which is healing, rebalancing, and restoring. Finish by moisturizing your body and using a few drops of your Peace of Mind blend or lavender oil to ground you and seal this process. Now we also have a chakra balancing bath. Now this is best done, you know, in the evening or a quiet weekend afternoon, and about 30 to 45 minutes. As we know, water is a great healer, and the bath are a wonderful way to energetically reset. You know, I recommend having a chakra balancing bath during the process of opening and balancing a chakra, as well as when you feel one of your energy center needs healing and balance. So the first thing you're going to do is collect your oils and your crystals, depending on the chakra you are focusing on. You're going to place a half a cup of Epsom salt under the warm running tap of your bath. You can use bath salt. It's a great energetic balancer, and it combines with water. It's very healing. You'll place a few of your chakra crystals in the water. The smooth, polished crystals works better. Now, once your bath is full, add 8 to 10 drops of your essential oil of your choice and mix with your hands. Then you're going to step into the bath and set the intentions to bring healing and balance to the energy center you are focused on. Breathe in the aroma of the scent and welcome the energetic support of the crystal. And just relax and enjoy your bath. You know, gratitude. You know, when we don't have a sense of gratitude, that can deplete us, mm-hmm. right? And so our energy center off. So gratitude reflection, this is good for nighttime. Now, when you practice this before you go to bed, it will help you to sleep soundly because, you know, you're sending and writing and thinking of what you're grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think, you know, the best thing is having that open heart to be able to have that in your heart.
Mm.
And that's very important. Now, I want you to focus on three things to which you are grateful for every day, whether it's people or situations, having a roof over your head, and how happy and grateful you are for them.
Mm-hmm.
Let this sense of gratitude take over your body, softening and opening your heart and bringing physical pleasure to each part of your being. Now focus on three things that happens that day for which you are grateful for. They don't have to be big things or dramatic. They can be as simple as getting home safely, eating a nourishing meal, or seeing a rainbow. As you think of those things, allow the sense of gratitude to fill your body with positive, loving energy. Give thanks to the universe and the divine for bringing you all of this good. Feel a sense of peace, gratitude, and deep happiness flood your mind, your body, and your soul as you settle into sleep with appreciation for all that you have, all that is, and all that's to come.
Whoa. All you have.
Now we're going to go. Yes.
Okay.
So now we're going to go into the space clearing rituals. You can do this anytime. And it takes about 10 minutes. Now to clear the energy of your home or a particular room, simply light your sage bundle and smudge around the space you are clearing with the intentions to remove energetically debris and clear a harmonious energy. Keep the windows closed so that when you are done, you can open them to let out any excess smoke and unwanted energy. Now, if you are clearing a space that is not your own, such as your office space or an airplane or travel space, use the selenite or quartz wand and gently wave it about as you would your sage bundle during a smudging ceremony. As you wave the crystal wand, use your intentions to visualize any negative energies dissipating and the wand infusing the space with clear, harmonious energy.
What stone was that, Stephanie? I'm sorry to cut you. What stone was that you used?
Oh, the selenite.
How do you spell that?
S-E-L-E-N-I-T-E.
Okay, that one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Now, well, possibly.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So when where possible, diffuse essential oil to help clear this. You can choose an essential oil or a homemade oil spray with water and a few drops of essential oil to clear any unwanted energy and bring energetic equilibrium. Okay.
Whoa, I have 9,000 pages over here. Oh, yeah. I'm back and front and back and front and back. Well, that's why I said get your journals out. So we did the space cleaning where we wrapping it up. We got a few minutes here. Or are we at the close? And before we go, I need to ask you two things. What's the next topic? And give us some more information on the event. I've been putting it out there. I registered. So we'll be on there with our rose petals.
Okay. Yes, so, yes, this is at the end. And I feel that, you know, we're going into March, which is Women's Month.
Yes.
Yeah, so I want to, you know, focus on women. I know I will be doing a event in March on being one with your womb. And that will be one of our grown and sexy events that's going to be happening in March.
Okay, what is the title?
Being One with Your Womb.
Okay.
Let me, yeah. So I'll be one of the facilitators along with Ms. Kim Robertson.
Okay.
And, so we'll be talking about how to take care of your womb.
Okay.
Yes. And our February event would be just coming up Friday.
Yes.
It's the Masquerade Red Dress Affair. And it's virtual. We're asking the participants to come dressed in your red sexy dress and your mask and to come and learn about what sex is after 50. And we have an excellent speaker, Dr. Johnson, that talks about, you know, intimacy, play, and pleasure.
Okay.
With couples. Yes.
Mm.
You know, because it's very important, because after 50, things change. The bodies change. The chemistry change.
Yes. Well, I'll have to tell you in private. Yes, everything changes. I invited one young lady. I can't tell you what she said over the phone, but I'll text it to you. She cracked me up, but I think she... Yes, it was real funny. And so I told her to register, but I'll share that with you. But it was funny. She's about, and I would say in her, maybe in her 30s. She's young blood, but... I said, oh, you can come. You know, you date older people. This is going to be good. But what she wrote back, I have to tell you in private, but it was funny. I gave her a suggestion of what to do. Mm-hmm. Yes, so, but everything is in. We registered up. That's going to be exciting. We're not coming on Find It Out Friday because we come in a grown and sexy. So we can find it out on Friday, and we'll share it on mine for Monday. So we shutting down so that we can support you.
Okay. Now, did you send in your address so we can mail out your
I double-checked. I went in and hit in. I think it gave me information that I was in. So I don't know who's. Yeah, please double-check that. But, yes.
Oh, okay.
We're in. So I said, nope, have to do it. We have to support Stephanie. She's always here for us. And we all think we're grown and sexy, so we better go find that out so we can tell people how to be mindful and use it on Monday. So we're not going to be up Friday. We're coming with you.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
No problem. Nope.
So next week we'll talk about women health.
Okay.
And the importance of our emotional, mental state.
Okay.
Around relationships.
Okay. And mental.
Yes.
Okay, around relationships. Well, we'll have a lot. If the talk is going to be exciting. Now, you said sexy red dress. Now, this is virtual, so we're behind that screen. So I might have to push my screen way back so y'all can see how sexy my dress is going to be. Just the mask and the top of it will be okay.
However you want it, however you want it.
Okay. Well, please, I'll check with you. I know it's getting tight because it's nearing, but who should I check with, or will you check, or should I dial the number? Because everything's in, but I haven't received anything back yet for the link.
Well, you are closer to the date you will receive the link.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm ready. I don't know how sexy my mask is going to be. I have one. Because, you know, I love masks. I like making masks and everything. So I'll just use the one that I have here, but I got to go find something sexy and red. Mm-hmm. Yep, we'll be there. Definitely be there. So
all right,
is registration still open? Because I know that the deadline is the 12th. Okay. Well, let me call
off. The 12th was for if you wanted a goodie bag.
Okay.
You had to send your address in by the 12th. But it's
okay.
Open up to the day of the event.
Well, let me call a few more places like Las Vegas because I had to, yeah, okay. And did you send one to Sabrina in Atlanta?
I think I did.
Okay, because I text with her, but I'll ask her again. Okay, all right, I'm going to send it out. So on that note, Miss Stephanie Haynes, author of The Healing of the Wound, we're getting ready for this grown and sexy. Oh, boy, I guess I'll have to put on, got it ready for you to take. And next week, we'll talk about women's health, emotional, and mental relations. I have 6 pieces of paper over here, front and back. I don't even know how to summarize it, but what I highlighted the portions about the release visual, I like that. I practice that quite a bit with the paper shredding, burning, depending on what name's on there, which way I'll get rid of it. But it appears to work with me. But I will like to share with you and the listeners, you know, we did that 7-week chakra series. You know, that's my number one. But I found out some very exciting things. The creativity that I don't know what was blocked, but there is so much creativity flowing from me that I have to have a big journal, and I write it whenever it comes. So when we have our one-on-one meeting, I'll be able to share it with you, and you're going to fall out, and it's just coming from everywhere. It is real crazy. It feels good. It's time for it to come out, but it had that chakra series opened up something. Yeah, it might have been quite a few down there that was blocked. But, yeah, it's flowing. Sometimes I have to keep a pad next to me because it's shooting out so fast. It's very from the, you know how you, like you say, you have to visualize everything, right? So when you're visualizing a project or a workshop or whatever, you know, you list, but since that chakra series, it's gone from the beginning to the end, and every little minute thing that you wouldn't normally think about, it is very exciting over here. So I cannot wait to share that with you. And of course, you're involved. I don't know if you know that or not, but yep, you're involved. But we will share this, and I want you to have a great evening. Let me go see which one of these sexy red dresses I'm going to put on. Let me ask you, does it matter what shade of red it is? You know, you got the blood red, you got the orange red. It doesn't matter as long as it's red.
Just come with the red.
Well, we're getting it ready for you, and I'm glad that you said it was still open because that'll give me time. What I do is just text them the website and the link how to go in, and then they can just go in and register. Okay. I have a few more names to hit. And we love you, Stephanie. We love you. We appreciate you. And we're talking about energy, and we are all made of that energy. But I don't even know where page number one is. I have so many pages here. But I like the grounding. I liked everything I'm listing. I hope everybody was writing like me, because if you call me and ask me what was on page number 2, I won't be able to tell you because I have all these pages confused, but I'll get them in line with the bath. I love the chakra balancing bath. You can do that now. And when you clean your area, you say you leave your windows closed and then you open them at the end?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I've always cleansed out and I open my windows so that they can go out. But that's just
yeah, that's,
the
yeah,
day.
That's what you do. You start to close them, and then once you finish clearing your room, then you open up the windows so it can go out.
Mhm, mhm. I love my sandalwood, of course. You know, I love lavender, white sage, red sage. And it's all good because those are earthy things. Those are nature things, and those are a part of us, you know. And persons that don't understand it need to get with it because it's connecting you in. And when you spoke of feeling the heat coming from your feet all the way back up to your head and using those colors, that's like going into that access. Excuse me. So I'm going to get on it. And we love you, Stephanie Haynes. Go get you some rest, and we'll get ready for Grown and Sexy on Friday night. Can you give us the website again?
My email address?
No, for the website, for them to register. BW.
It's bwwla.org.
You go to slash
Hello?
Events, right? And then you'll pull up and you'll see the Grown and Sexy and be able to click on the link and give
yeah.
the information. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Stephanie Haynes, we love you. You know we love you. Get you some rest. I know it's getting ready to be on for Grown and Sexy. With the it's intimacy and relations. Am I correct on that? What is the full title?
Oh, it's intimacy, pleasure, and play.
Ooh. Wait a minute. Okay, intimacy. Intimacy,
pleasure.
Okay.
And play.
So before you go to bed, I'm going to text you back what that young lady said. You don't have to answer it back, but you're going to get a kick out of that, okay?
Okay.
Stephanie Haynes, author of The Healing of the Wound, getting ready to do the Grown and Sexy Event on Friday, the Black Women's Wellness, and that is on www.bwwla.org/events. Go to it. February 18th, sign in. You do not want to miss this. You see where she takes us now. Can you imagine? And she's teaming up with an excellent speaker there. And it's just going to be very, very educational, a lot of fun. And ladies, you get a chance to put on your red lipstick. That's great, and you won't have to have on a mask. Isn't that wonderful? So on that note, I'm going to leave us and tell you that we love you. And please, please, get you some rest, and I'll be speaking with you shortly. Stephanie, thank you.
You're welcome, and have a great evening. And
thank you. All righty. Have a good one.
There's a train a coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. So. There's a train to Jordan, picking up passengers from Cold.
love, take my heart, my love, take of me all that you want. And if there's a thing that you need, I give you the baby.
collaborate.